You'll listen to Flash Friction, the newest show on the Defectives Network.
At Flash Friction, we like to provide unique voices with 5 or 10 minutes of airtime to talk about their work, read their work, or otherwise discuss an issue relevant to them and the writing community. Our goal is to expose people to voices outside of those they normally hear and generate new readers and heighten awareness.
So what's the name of our first guest?
Our first guest was recommended by Gary Phillips, and his name is Aaron Philip Clark. He's a native of Los Angeles, a novelist, and a screenwriter.
My name is Aaron Philip Clark, and I'm the author of The Science of Paul and A Healthy Fear of Man. Both novels feature the redemption-seeking ex-con Paul Little, who finds himself in precarious situations like escaping the dangerous streets of Philadelphia or being framed for murder in rural North Carolina. My new novel, The Furious Way, and my previous novels will be published this year from Shotgun Honey. Please be sure to visit www.aaronphilipclark.com for updates and information. A few major influences in my writing are Walter Mosley, Gary Phillips, Paula L. Woods, Gar Anthony Haywood. They were really monumental in introducing me to crime writing that offered great examples of African-American characters that defied stereotypes. And specifically, Walter Mosley's Easy Rollins, which was the first crime novel I actually read. A lot of folks start with Dashiell Hammett, Raymond Chandler, but I actually began with Walter Mosley. And after reading A Devil in a Blue Dress, I was blown away. And I said, man, this is great. I really want to try this. And so I started to read more and more. I stuck with the series and then I kind of branched out as well. And it just kind of became every day for me. I always had a crime novel in my backpack, you know, if I was going to school. Later down the line, I started at Otis College of Art and Design, and I got my MFA there, where I took a course that was taught by Christopher Rice, who was a crime novelist as well, and also the son of Anne Rice. And within that course, we read a series of crime novels and noir novels, and that even opened up my world a little bit more in terms of the possibilities and what can be accomplished with crime writing. And one of the novels that we read, The Prone Gunman, which I had read previously, but had never actually been in a situation where I could discuss the novel. And so the course gave me this opportunity to really kind of dive deep into The Prone Gunman. And one of the greatest things about that book is that, and what it taught me, is that prose can be economic without sacrificing beauty. And there's so many beautiful passages in that book, and really the movements in the book are just so tight, and it's so well constructed that till this day, it's one of my favorite books and probably will remain so forever. I will be reading from The Furious Way, which is my newest novel, and it will be available November 2017 from Shotgun Honey. The novel centers on Lucy Ramos, who was victimized early in life, actually as a little girl, when her mother was murdered. And Lucy has been on a quest to find her mother's killer ever since. And it's taken 12 years, and she has now identified him. And he is an assistant district attorney for the city of Los Angeles, which presents a string of issues and problems and hurdles that she's going to have to overcome. The major hurdle being Lucy has never murdered anyone or has even attempted to cause harm to anyone in her life. And she realizes that she's going to need some help in this department, and she seeks out a tutor, Tito Garza, who is a aged Los Angeles, aged and really retired Los Angeles hitman, who used to do a lot of work for a variety of mobs. And he is now living in San Pedro, which has always been his hub, which is a port town outside of downtown Los Angeles, about south of downtown Los Angeles. And so Lucy has boarded a bus and is on her way to proposition Tito Garza with a backpack of cash to help her and teach her all the ways of killing. 19. The number of times Tito Garza avoided prosecution, only spending 10 years in the California State Penitentiary for decades of criminal acts. Now, an old man, he was weary and alone, a shadow of his former self, respected by the dead and pissed on by the living. 2 days ago, the neighborhood kid stole his dog, a Chihuahua bitch he found in the alley, rain-soaked and near death. He had nursed the dog back to health, but now he feared she was dead and expecting any day for them to throw what was left of her on his porch. If only he were 15 years younger, he'd be healthier and fit. He could do something. When they tagged his mailbox and house, he grumbled, cursing at them from the window, only for the same group of boys to return later, painting vulgarity and what looked to be a large penis on his front door. Little shits, he'd say, blotting out their scrawls with white paint. Garza was running out of white paint and patience. Lucy rang Garza's doorbell. She listened for the chime but heard nothing. Guessing the bell might be broken, she knocked on the door and waited. Garza opened the door slowly, enough to see the skinny girl standing on his porch. Lucy struggled to get a good look at him, but his face was hidden behind the door. Garza studied Lucy. Looking her up and down, she stood in jeans, a tank top, and slip-on gum-soled sneakers. Noticing the backpack, Garza assumed the worst. "You got my dog in there?" he asked. "What? My dog in that bag?" "No," Lucy said. "Why would I have your dog? Thought maybe you found her." "No? What are you doing here if it's not about my dog? Are you Tito Garza?" Garza was silent for a moment, then replied, "There's nobody here by that name," and shut the door. "I know it's you, Mr. Garza. You're a reporter," he shouted through the door. "I gave my last interview 30 years ago, so you're wasting your time." "I'm not a reporter." "Then how'd you find me?" "The internet." "Give me a fucking break." He opened the door. "You're one of those death freaks, aren't you? Going around getting autographs from supposed serial killers and shit. You people are sick, you know that? Now get the hell off my porch." "Mr. Garza, please, I have money. I'll pay you for your time. Just talk to me." "You bullshitting me?" "No, I've got the cash." "Well, you don't look like a reporter." "I'm not." $50 will get you 20 minutes. "I'll need to pat you down first." "Pat me down? You want in or not?" "Okay, fine." Lucy stood still in the doorway while the old man ran his hands about her body, checking for weapons or a wire. When Garza was satisfied, he let Lucy in and shut the door behind them. He took a seat in the recliner and lit a cigarette. Lucy was frozen. She didn't know whether to stand or sit. She looked around the house, dark and musty. Absent was family photos and decorations. The house felt cold. A well-worn sofa, a recliner, a table, and a few cheap knick-knacks on a mount above the fireplace. Two dead roses that had dried but remained intact were arranged around an urn on display in a curio cabinet, along with commemorative Dodger plates. It all lacked a woman's touch, and Lucy realized she was probably the first woman in years to set foot in the dwelling. "You gonna sit down?" Garza asked. Garza gave a phlegmy cough and then pointed to the sofa. Lucy sat with her legs wide the way she had seen Kip do. She thought it'd give her confidence, but it didn't. She could feel the couch's springs pushing through the fabric, and she tried to adjust herself in a way to alleviate the pressure. "I don't get many visitors," Garza said. Lucy nodded as she continued to scan the house. The goddamn internet. "I miss the days you could disappear for $200. Now nobody is really gone until they're down in the ground," he said. "So you're safe here?" Lucy asked. "Safe from what?" "I don't know. I found you easily. There could be people out there, people who could mean you harm." Garza laughed. "I've outlived all those people. I'm an old ghost, and it's been years since anyone has knocked on my door. That is, until you. Which is why I'm trying to decide whether you should walk out of here." Garza took a long drag off his menthol. His face was expressionless. Lucy searched his eyes. "Nothing." "People know I'm here," she said gently. "Yeah, what people?" The old man looked worn out, as if he had to muster all the strength to remain upright. But Lucy knew it could be a put-on. His hunched back and shuffling feet could be hiding a deceptive strength. "My boyfriend," she said. "What man would let his woman knock on my door? Maybe he's waiting outside, and if I don't come out, he's coming in." "Shit, you say." Garza stood up and walked over to the window. He pressed back the curtain and gazed out.
Ain't nothing out there but strays. When he turned around, Lucy stood holding a can of pepper spray. I'll do it, she said. I bet you will. Don't test me, man. That's not why I came here. I ain't gonna hurt you. Relax. You don't hurt women? What kind of question is that? I know you don't, Lucy said. And that's part of the code, isn't it? What code? The gangster code. You watch too many movies. I've seen men beat on women my whole life. Doesn't turn me on, never did. Besides, you're too green to be any trouble. Garza sat back down in the chair. It's best to get on with it. I need information. I don't rat. I don't care how much money you've got. And that is part of the code, in case you was wondering. Lucy opened her backpack. Inside, two stacks of bills were held together by rubber bands. I'm talking more like tutelage. What's the subject matter? Murder. I look like a fool to you? I'll pay you for every minute, every hour it takes to learn. And what exactly would you be paying me for? Garza crushed a cigarette in the Dodger-themed porcelain tray made to look like a baseball. I need you to teach me how to kill. The old man laughed. I'm serious, Lucy said. I don't know what you've heard, but I ain't no killer. Not anymore, maybe, but you used to be. I know all about you. I know why they call you El Perro Pedro, the dog of the city. Garza rested his head back and sighed. I like dogs. Is that a crime? But we're not talking about pets, and you know it. Loyalty, chica. Dogs will do anything for you if you treat them fair. Even kill a whole family for you? Lucy asked. Garza's mouth curled to resemble a half smile. He was impressed by how much Lucy knew about him. Sure, most of the information was easily accessible on the internet or in old articles, but she had clearly put in the time. Garza wondered how many hours she had spent researching. Has she learned enough to write a book? Writing a book would be a far safer pursuit, he thought. But Garza knew that wasn't who Lucy was. He had always been good at reading people. It was a tradecraft, a well-honed skill. He was still piecing her together, but she stank of desperation and hunger. Lucy's heartbeat sounded, fluctuating from intrigue to fear, the slow to the rapid, a fitful patter. Garza recognized the tremble in Lucy's left leg as movement brought about by fear. And fear was necessary. It was the first step to trusting someone. The only people Garza ever worried about were those who never exhibited fear, because it meant they were likely psychotic and couldn't be trusted or controlled. Though Garza knew he wasn't the picture of mental health, he never doubted his sanity. It was the cold clamminess of fear that reminded him that he hadn't gone mad. On the contrary, killing for money was an occupational choice, and it didn't make him crazy, it made him valuable.
We hope you've enjoyed the first entry in Flash Fiction from Aaron Philip Clark. We would love to get your recommendations of new and unique voices. Or if you are a new and unique voice yourself, please don't hesitate to email us and let us know you're interested on coming on Flash Fiction.
You can email us at thedefectivespod@gmail.com with your recommendations and your bribes. So Flash Friction is just one of many ideas that we've got for new shows to come out soon.
We have several others in production. Keep a weather ear to this network for more announcements and news.